A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 10th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the nation's number one sport, soccer, and the Warriors' victory on Sunday in South Africa.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 AM frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindevele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the COSAFA Cup final that was played yesterday in South Africa.
Zimbabwe continued their supremacy over superiority over Zambia in the COSAFA Castle Cup finals by winning 3-1 in Phokeng, South Africa, on Sunday to lift the trophy a record 5 times. Successful Zimbabwe continued the unbeaten record of veteran coach Sande Marimo or Sande Chizambwa in the tournament.
And of course, earlier on today, we spoke to Zifa President Philip Chiangwa, who says this is only a harbinger of things to come. Of course, this is Mr. Chiangwa's trophy in the cabinet ever since he took over from Cuthbert Dube. And it has been long since Zimbabwe won anything. And the Warriors are returning to Harare tomorrow from South Africa. And Mr. Chiangwa is urging all sports fans to go to the Harare International Airport and give the Warriors a hero's welcome, Gibbs.
If you used to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Lamhlanje zulukandaba sifuna ukuthi sichithe isikhathi senu sifuna ukuthi linalingene kuhlelo siqoqeni ngama-Warriors. Siyakwazi ukuthi iZimbabwe Warriors ishaya isibili kona ngale yabhoda ngale kweZambia ichipolopolo phela yayishaya 3-1. Siyababonga sibili abafana bayenze inkalato yomsebenzi. Kodwa-ke lobo bewenzile umsebenzi siyakwazi ukuthi enxa imali ingahlupha ukuthi bazuze lapha lalapha. Kodwa-ke umnumzana Philip Chiangwa uyakhuluma lapho uthi hey bantu liwahlangabeze ama-Warriors kusasa eHarare International Airport. Babe bebuya phela bethwele inkomitsho yeCOSAFA so lokhu njengoba Blessing akubeka lapha. Ngokuqala ukuthi uPhilip Chiangwa abe le nkomitsho lokhu Cuthbert Dube wasuka emfowethu. So akukhanyazani kulokhu thaba okuzima lapha.
Of course, Gibbs, phones to Harare are a bit problematic. Bulawayo, the same thing, most parts of the country. But we want to urge our listeners to just keep calling, and we want to talk about what this success means. But the first thing is that we have heard that a number of clubs in South Africa do want to buy Zimbabwean players such as Ocean Mushure, and others are asking about Knox Mutisgwa and the Highlander star Prince Dube. So please do call us. Phones are a bit problematic, but please don't give up. Hongo makasununguka hama dzadiwa kuti munge muchitifonera kuti titaure zvinoreva kubudirira kwakaita chikwata cheZimbabwe kusimudza mukombe weCOSAFA mushure mekurova iyo Zambia 3-1. Uye vachiyangu ari kukurudzira vanhu kuti vaende kunhandare yendege yeHarare International Airport. Takunzwa kuti muruda kuenda here kuno chingamidza nekukorokotedza vakomana vakakwanisa kunge vachibudirira. Chikomana Knox Mutisgwa ndo chakaitwa icho player of the tournament, mutambi anonzi akatamba zvinonwisa mvura kudarika vamwe vose. Kuchitiwo Ovid Karuru ndiye akagoesa zvibodzwa zvinenge zvakati wandei, 6 goals kumutambo iwo vachiterwa naKnox Mutisgwa. Kuchitiwo Ocean Mushure angaine 4 goals, Knox angaine 5 goals. Vamwe vari kuti pamwe Ovid Karuru ndiye anga akaitwa ifanira kuitwa man of the tournament. asaiwa vanhu vakavhota nyanzvi dzanga dziri kudzikati aiwa Nox Mtizwa ndiye anenge akatamba zvinonwisa mvura uye ndiakamwisawo chibodzwa chekutanga chezimbabwe payakarova ipo zambia 3-1 nemusi wesvondo Gibbs.
Yebo kambe wamanje ke tingadinasiponti silobanda pecingweni ye so I think weare joined by our first guest and that is Tandazani Mgcinekhaya. So Tandazani Mgcinekhaya is a former Highlanders player. He's now based in South Africa. I guess he stopped playing now. He's doing some other business. Mgcinekhaya, how are you?
I'm fine, sir, Mr. Dube. How are you?
Oh, very good. And how is South Africa?
South Africa is very cold. How are you, blessing?
I'm doing great, my brother. How are you?
That's good, my brother.
Yes. Zimbabwe beat Zambia 3-1. Is this something that you were expecting?
Yeah, according to my own point of view, it's good news to the Zimbabweans. I wish people, everybody, celebrating, because this thing of running around looking for food and money, they'll rest a little bit just for 5 minutes to enjoy their victory.
That's very true. You see, people can't be talking about BenQs and all that. At least they have... something to smile about.
Yeah, because people, if you find 2-3 people, they are talking about the politics and the situation at home. But I think as from yesterday evening, everybody is talking about soccer here, soccer in the bars, soccer in the dressing room, soccer in the pocket store, everywhere, soccer, soccer. You are very happy about it.
Indeed.
I wish the boys can keep on the spirit.
There is also the chant, I think, that is coming up. We hope they will continue winning, Gibbs.
So now, looking at the Warriors and the way they actually performed, do you think that maybe they can keep this squad or maybe integrate it to the Chan kind of squad, all those kind of things? What's your thinking about that?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I think there are three national team coaches and three teams at the same time. So we can't say they can take this squad to this and that because Norman Mapeza is having his own team. Sunday Marimo is having his own team. Now there is Raman Kumbo. You see, it's too complicated there. But if it was one coach, I was going to say no. Maybe he can take three quarters of the whole team and go with them to Kosafa, this and that.
Is it not
but
that?
I know there will be some changes with some few months to come.
Oh, yes. I thought this was a developmental kind of squad, you know, like there's got some youngsters as well, right? About five of them?
Yeah, but people like Inox Mkizwa and the others, this guy for Polokwane City, the goalkeeper.
Chigova, Ovid Karuru, even Ocean Mushure.
They are youngsters already, they are matured people. You know, in Zimbabwe, I think they have got one problem. Or I can say in Africa. You know, if you go to Europe and other countries down there, you find somebody, a 15-year boy is now playing on the national team. But in Zimbabwe, if somebody is 27, that's when we say it's youngsters. Whereby 27 is an old age when it comes to football.
You know what? That reminds me of Tandazani. There was this player from a certain African country. I will not say which country.
I know.
But you see, he was 23 in Europe, and his twin brother was turning 40 in Africa.
You see, that's how problem which we have got, especially in Africa. I can't say it's only Zimbabwe alone, even South Africa here and other African countries. It's not the same. But if it was Europe and the rest of that side, you find just, I think there was a boy who was playing for, is it Indian or what, a 17-year-old boy. That is marvelous.
That's true.
You'll be knowing that you are having the star for the future.
I think that's what Zambia was also talking about, they could not field players from their sides who were playing in the African club champions, and they'd brought many youngsters and hoping to build from there.
Yeah, I think they are almost 80%. Like what I was wishing on my side, I wished is if Zimbabwe can send the under-20s. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Now it's the team for the future. But now with these three teams, the three national coaches, we're going to start from zero again.
Mm.
I don't know. I know they are saying there are advantages and advantages because Mapesa is committed to his team where he's employed at Platinum Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Sande Chitsama is committed to his own team. Rama Lukumo is committed to his own team. So there's no full-time national coach.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, we've done well, but now we're going to restart again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tadazadi. Yeah. Please do stay on the line. And we are now being joined by sports commentator Wellington Tony. Wellington, long time. How have you been?
I'm fine. How have you been doing, guys?
We are doing great. Man. And I am told it's very cold. Tadazadi was saying it's very cold in Southern Africa.
It is definitely very cold. I think it was because of too much rain that we experienced during the rainy season. Very chilly.
But it was warm yesterday, right after the Warriors' victory.
Yeah, even today it's a little bit better, but sometimes the temperatures normally drop early in the morning and late in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Wellington. Gibbs.
Now, if you talk about the weather, you know, it reminds me of this picture that is circulating on social media, where there are cows around the fireplace. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
So, Baba Tony, I was telling you, but Tami, you go to a Kulamanima Kuluma, I bet I will squat lock. One is this funa, eh?
I will let another one. I didn't go for a corner. In the corner, maybe the composition of the team generally, you know, Bayo, I handle the trust a COSAFA of how the tournament young corner was conceived in the first place. Because basically, COSAFA is a development tournament.
Mm.
But when it is a development tournament, and then when you have a
Unfortunately, we got cut off there.
But yeah, it's
we'll try to reconnect with him.
Yeah, he was basically saying that what Tadazan was saying, and you know, saying, you know, with all players maybe participating in that tournament, yet it is a developmental kind of tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feature some old people like me and you, man, are you developing or not? It's a problem.
Facebook patina auge weko achinyere anoti pane a lot of talented players arikupota vachisiwa on selection in the national team, yet they are vital to the national cause. So COSAFA yakawara nyura zvose izvozvi. Look mafambira aita right wing, look bora rairohwa. This one is saying that, you know, there are some players who are being overlooked by the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And this COSAFA tournament has actually exposed some coaches for dropping very good players.
Mm-hmm.
Godi Gion, and the performance was good. And that leads our, that means our champion, he says the performance was very good. And he's also, he also says it's a victory for our boys and the coach. But they should improve, especially on the midfield. We lost balls and we lost possession unnecessarily. All the time. And our coach should stop experimenting on crucial matches, e.g. our game against Lesotho. But I think the coach was saying that, you know, unlike Zambia, Zimbabwe was playing about six matches, you know, and Zambia, because it had a bye, they were only, this I think was their third match. So to prevent fatigue, the coach had to continually rotate players. And sometimes there were players sitting on yellow cards, like Chigoa in the match, I think that he's talking about. They were afraid that he was given another yellow card, he would not play in the final. So, I mean, that is to be taken into consideration too.
So I think we've got Zimbabwe's number one Warriors supporter. Number one usually is associated with presidents, right?
Yes.
So maybe this is Zim 1 Warriors guy.
Or Warriors 1.
So Warriors 1, Mr. Jagata. That is Mr. Alvin Jagata. He's in South Africa right now. I saw him celebrating in a bus. You know, he was dancing. And somebody was even lifting him at the stadium.
Yeah.
Hey, Jagata, how are you?
Yes, how are you, guys?
You know, we're good. And you?
I'm better. I couldn't be any better.
We know you didn't sleep yesterday, yeah?
I didn't sleep. We've been celebrating with the boys. We're just happy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And Alvin, on Friday, you were one of our guests, and most soccer fans here predicted that Zimbabwe was going to win by only 2-1. And you remember that other fan who said that it was going to be a 1-1 draw, and then Zimbabwe will lose 5-4 on penalties. Does this 3-1 victory shock you at all? Is this what you're expecting?
I was actually expecting a win by a bigger margin. Mm-hmm. You know, you see, we created a lot of chances, we played well, and we knew that our team was just too strong for Zambia. So I'm not convinced with 3-1, but I accept it. But yeah, I would have accepted it. I would have been happy if you would have won by a bigger margin. Zambia, they were not too strong. Mm-hmm. Like our team. Mm-hmm.
And everyone is talking about the Zimbabwe supporters are very supportive at this tournament. Can you tell us just briefly how the atmosphere was like at the stadium yesterday?
Well, the atmosphere was electric. The people, because there are many Zimbabweans based in Rustenburg, and others had to drive all the way from Johannesburg. Others had to drive all the way from Pretoria. So the people, they were just cooperative. We painted the stadium yellow and green, and we were singing on the top of our voices, and you know, doing gestures. And we created an intimidating atmosphere for our opponents, and the players, they responded well to our support.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Yeah, mngcinekayo kuqakatheke kanganani ukuthi abantu besekele iqembu lama-Warriors.
Babajule lapho umbuzo omuhle kakhulu lo. Lokhu kufana lokusekela ubuzwe bakho. Ngake ngathi omnye umnyaka yenza omnye upresident weBotswana ethi umuntu kumele azigqaje ngobuzwe bakhe. Isizwe esingalawo masiko ayisizo sizwe silahlekile. So lathi kuze sisekele i-Warriors siyayithanda sibili ukuthi nje kulezinye izinto ezingabe zisikhuba lapha nalaphana. For instance, siyabona uChiyanga umongameli weZifa. Kodwa kusasa nifice sedensa lapha emaralini ezanu PF futhi uzibuza ukuthi manje wena ongasupport izanu ususiya ngapha. So kade njengesithi kusasa abantu babuye behlabeza i-team. Abanye balesifiso kodwa kusasa sekufaka le politics but omunye usebona ngathi holi umuntu usefaka le politics angisoze ngihambe. So khona kodwa uqhayekathe kakhulu ukuthi sisekele abafana.
So
kwenzethi labo khona bezaba le nkuthazo babe le ndlabuzane kwenzethi imphane idlalele isizwe sami.
So vele kuyethusa abantu ukuthi uze kuthiwa buyanini phela lize lihlangabeze iqembu then songani into zombangazwe
ya uyabona sowazathi kulo mbangazwe phakathi ngaso kuyipolitics. Omunye lancade ekhulekile selahamba ucine sekuthatha ngenye indlela ukuthi ngawe uChiyanga uya ngathi uyaphungula iindaba zepolitics zakhe zingabi segcekeni kakhulu. Okunye la masponsa abanye bakukhanyela kokela bakukhayele ngenye into bakujaje ngenye indlela ucine bebuyele emuva.
Ye kunjalo sibili. Ye so kancane kunapho mnumzana sike sipoke lapha lo blessing. So what Mgcineka is saying is that it's good to support your national team, but at times, you know, you can see that Mr. Philip Chiyangwa is associated with ZANU-PF. So he says whenever he's in that camp, people get some kind of cold feet. And so he says tomorrow, as Chiyangwa has put it clearly, he says go and you know, receive the boys at the airport. But he says that appears to be politics, you know. Why having people to be rallied towards that kind of thing? Instead of people going on their own, just tell them, oh, the boys are coming. So they mobilize each other and go there.
Tom Bodzoka kwa uri, Alvin, pane panga paita mtaoro kuti ndiana katamba zvinonwisa mvura kumutambo uyu kana kuti watingati player of the tournament pakati pamutizwa na Ovid Karuru, wakaonawo sei kusarudzwa kwakaitwa mutambo?
Tikangoti vakomana vazhinji vedu vechikwata chedu vakatitambei zvinoguta zvokuti pambai nemukana wekuti play of the tournament yaigona kutorwa na Ovid Karuru kana Nox Mutizwa wacho kana talent chawapiwa kana even Ocean Mushure. Vakomana vese vakatamba, saka but chikungofadza ndechekuzvoni mukombe wakauya kunikiriwo play of the tournament wachoni wakauya kumukomana wetimu yedu. And the guys, they are happy boys, very very united. Saka ku whether trophy atorwa na ngirigine play of tournament na OVG or atorwa na Knox or nani, they were appreciating its team effort.
I want to know tenda skuru ne kunyatso jikesa apa regate ende kuba Terry Gibbs
ngoba ngilomkhululi osethungweni baba mkhululi kunjani
nyaphila nkozi kunjani
ngiphile kakhulu kunjani gogo
hayi gogo ku right kakhulu umqando uphela
umka unjani umqando walonyaka
hayi ngoqanda mntaka baba
ungaqonga khona kunjani. Ya, emafone zibapha yahle bafowethu. Bezama ukuma lo mkhulu lapha yahle yabhonkoka nje. So he was just telling me about the weather before we went into soccer things.
He said it's very cold.
Very cold. Ngoko ya.
Regati mbotsvage mukoma munyaradzi midzi. Makadi mukoma munyaradzi?
Tinofara makadi zvei?
Aiwa tiripo. Makaoenda here kumutambo mukoma munyaradzi?
Takafundikana kuenda. Hey, nekuti akabatikana nezvata ita zvebasa sei. Hey, as you know, the two fathers could say, can I be on the city? The members of the city, the support of the short note in the river.
I want to note in the whole name you.
I'm not the Kumusha. Lakawanda. Hello?
It's our age.
I don't want to come to the house.
I was able to get a team. Gibbs, that's Mnyaradzi midzi there. Tine vamwe vatereri vanga vachinyorawo pa Facebook page yedu. Donald Mamboma mwemutsigiri weStudio 7 mukuru yaroti vakadadisa vakomana mhofu vakaronga timu zvakanakisa nesuwo vatsigiri takaenda neuwandi hwedu kunhandare. Jeffrey Chamu Musiwa anoti vakomana vakadadisa ende ndinofunga kuti zviri nani vasare vaite vaite chidzambwa murayiridzi wemaWarriors nekuti aratidza kuti ane unyanzvi hwese. Then Manavira Prince anoti kana zvikaramba zvakadai zvemaWarriors towana kufamba tichiita nharo dzenhabvu panoita vamwe nharo asi panenge pane shura apa. So he says that at least now we can stand and argue with others at the pub.
Yeah.
You know, the people who will be talking about soccer because of this victory. But he says,
not too good.
Not too good, but you know,
now we can talk.
He hopes the trend will continue. Then we have Boaz True, already happy Warriors, but Kuru Zero, Yedun De Guti, Vachiangwa, Vaone Kuti, my players, Abada Rosaganaka, Poshia Mambo Mahachi, and Job well done, Warriors, Tigere Wakaipa, Wakasungira Vavengi play, Womi, good defense, and would you have
slova ke ubheka impilo uthi khona into edinayo leyo ukuthi badlalise abantu beHarare abaneng. You know, some, there are some people like I was talking to you earlier on that they're saying that the composition of the squad is not too good. So they wish maybe can have more guys from Bulawayo, maybe like what the Reinhard Fepish squad used to do. But this depends on the kind of style of a player that you want, and at the end of the day, it's a question of picking the good guys at a certain given time. So, but Pegimpiro is saying, there are too many people from Harare. Then we've got Lazarus who says, oh, yes, Bafana Betu, Salibonga Kulienze, Intuente, Linga Kotla Loksasa, Uti, listen, Zelokfanayo. Kusopuake, Lo Choram, Choram, Yana Uti, Abafana Bagiti Sibili, Bayenzega, Tanda Kuluti, Bakube, Senza Njalo. Kuzobuya ke labanye ababili lapha umuntu ongkhona uthi mbone xa kuzavula kuhle blessing ngwane le trust endlovu uthi thank you siyabonga well done boys yeah lenze kuhle kakhulu lati lize lasenza abantu this guy is very happy says yeah now he can be a person among people you know so he's very happy about it then we've got another person polite Makuba Maposa says congratulations warriors and then we've got blessing Tafatswa Nyakumbo he says well done Sande Chimofu Chitsambo and the boys then we've got Fen Kobela he says congratulations to my neighbor Zimazi ze Zimbabwe I don't know who Zimazi Zimbabwe maybe that's a neighbor eh? Then Nathaniel Munetsi says amhlophe silifisela konke kuhle ma-warriors then kuzobuya uGrace Makufa uthi well done guys bakhomana bethu mazwida yeah then we've got Trust Chibato says amazing Zimbos congratulations bakhomana then Max Ncoma Ncozana says congrats warriors then Big Mama Zola says congratulations ma-warriors etu then we've got Brian Chingaute says congratulations Zim Warriors So I think there's a lot that we'll read as time goes on. But let me read maybe these two. Mkululi Nkala says, Amhlophe kwele Zimbabwe. Lo Vusa Letwaba says, Sijabule kakhulu ngalokho kwenzakeleyo. Yeah, so maybe we've got a lot of these people who are saying, congrats, you know. I love it.
Let's go back to Tandazana. Are you on the line?
I'm on the line, boss.
I think we lost Alvin. We'll try to get in touch with him. But Tandazani, the Chinese say the color of the cat does not matter as long as it catches mice. So does it really matter that Zimbabwe has three coaches at the moment as long as they are winning? Is there a problem?
Yeah, there's a problem. There's this thing which you call in football, continuity. Yeah, there will be no continuity. If I can tell you his chance is coming, it's just by the corner now. Raman Kumo is going to pick on all his players from maybe those ones, not even a single player from this team which have played. After that, when Mapeza is coming, he's going to pick his own team. So you see, we'll be having already three different teams. But if it was only one coach or all these cups, it's one coach, he was going to try to... Three quarters of his team were going to go to all these cups. That's why I'm saying there's no continuity. Because Raman is going to restart from the start. No man by Pesa is going to go maybe overseas looking for players who are playing abroad, this and that. Yeah. So there's no continuity total. Yeah, they can say, hey, Mapeza is committed to FC Platinum, but for the national team, they were supposed to get someone who will be full-time. Anyway, they are crying about money. That if the three coaches for a national team, I think the government will have to chip in. For his salary, this and that, even if the sponsors are there, they'll be helping with transport, this and that, but the pay must come from the government. Yeah, because that is, he will be just acting as like a civil servant.
Yeah. Yeah. Like bonus boys, might
as
take
far
two
as
years.
I'm concerned, they are supposed to be given something, some rewards. Not some pond notes.
Okay, I think Wellington Tony is back. Yeah. The phones are a bit problematic. Tony?
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing great. Tony was talking about what the last time got cut.
Let him remind us. Tony, you wanted to say something very important before the phone cut off. Tell us a bit about what you wanted to say.
Yeah, I was saying that people maybe they are justified in the way that they look at the competition and the way that they are criticizing the team because the major thrust of the tournament is development of players and identifying a talent. So if you are going to have a team that has got 31-year-olds, that has got 30-year-olds, that has got 29-year-olds, I think that defeats the entire purpose. If you are going to have a team that has about 6 or 7 of the players that are playing in South Africa at the expense of the players from your local league, I think that it defeats the entire purpose. That is probably one of the main reasons why, at the end of the day, CAF under Issa Hayati at that time came up with the African Nations Championship so that these other local players are also given an opportunity to perform at these other tournaments. So maybe people are justified, but at the end of the day, I think we should be at least be joining the nation in celebrating the record 51.
Yes, siyabona njalo Tony, when uvela eMatwele region kulabanye abangani bakhonona baba bathi hayi kungazani kula bantu abalutshwana vela khona ngale baqinisile yini kumbe kume njani?
From this region, I think one of the best talents that we have that chairs me from this region mfanatwanga ubukhosi Zwanda oku Bantu Rovers, I think is the leading scorer. One of the leading scorers go Premier Soccer League, Kasilaka Premier Soccer League. That's, the boy is only 18 years old. And that is stage abasifunayo to develop, this stage abasifunayo to showcase their talent, and this stage abasifunayo to be seen by ama scouts. Because honestly, ama scouts, when they come in there, they're not coming to look at ama 31-year-old. They are coming to look at those, particularly between the ages of 18 and 23 and 24, somewhere there. Not about 31, 32, or things like that. But they are coming to look at fresh talent and new men.
Mm-hmm. So what Tony is saying is that there is an 18-year-old boy who causes Svanda. I think he said he plays for Bantu Rovers. See, the boy is prolific and is the top goal scorer right now, but he was not even considered for the squad. And he says this is the age that Kosafa is looking for. They're not 31-year-olds, you know, all those kind of old players.
Of course, the coach said that he had a limited pool to select from, also mostly because they did not want to disrupt the league or disadvantage any team. I think that's why you saw that he was picking at least one player from every club, and not even one from Capes United, which are the champions, because it was also playing in the CAF tournament. And I think competition was rather tough. And this particular tournament, I think you have players playing in Africa, right, in South Africa and Zimbabwe. So you're combining those two leagues. But for Chan, Chan is just specifically for players who are applying their trade in Zimbabwe. So I think that is where most local players will have the opportunity also to showcase their talent. But of course, the point remains that there is need to introduce those youngsters actually at these tournaments so that you can also expose them to this level of competition in and ease their transition into the national team. But I think maybe Zimbabwe just wanted to win something.
They wanted to have a trophy. Yeah. So after this drought, then you get the Kosafa and 500,000 rands.
Yeah. I think it was just going all out to at least win something.
Yeah.
I think Tandazali initially talked about, the problems that, on a serious note, people are facing at home. There's no cash, unemployment and all that. So this is, at least something that can unite the nation. But at what expense? That is the question, you see. Zambia did bring a lot of youngsters, and they are saying they are very happy that, they will be the backbone of their future national team, Chipolopolo Games.
And what we know is that while they were away, there was a state of emergency declared in Zambia. Maybe they were so scared they couldn't play well. Anyway, that's politics. So, Kinaka, when we look at when we look at issues to do with, specifically Kosafa as a developmental kind of, scenario. So what can be done by Zimbabweans in order to stick to that, instead of maybe giving so many apologies about picking one guy here, picking the other there, planning maybe? Does it come in there?
Yeah, I think that's why I said to you, if they've sent about the most under-20s, to me, I was going to say, no, Zimbabwe have got a future. Hello?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Yes, we're listening.
Yeah, to me, I was going to say 100%, 120% well done. But now, as my friend is saying, if you see that I told you somebody is 21, 29 years, but they say he's a youngster until when?
Mm-hmm.
There are boys, very little boys who are there. I think even a coach, they were supposed to look for some for 2000. They've maybe the assistant to Mapes. He's the one who was supposed to coach all these teams in the absence of Mapes.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the senior coach is there, that's when he's going to elaborate. This so and so is doing this, so and so is doing this. That's why I said we need continuity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess when this.
Look what was done by Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, German, when they went to the cup which they were playing, they sent only the juniors, youngsters. So which means they've got a future with that team. Believe me or not, Germany is going to win the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Say the next coming year in Russia or the coming one.
Mm-hmm.
Because already they've planned for that thing. But it seems we didn't know that there's a competition which is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And the coach was appointed in the last minute, so there was no. That's why he's saying he was just picking here and there. But to me, it's not an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
There was poor planning from Zifa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were supposed to pick somebody, maybe the assistant to Mapes or number three or whatever, and again a junior coach for the future.
That's very true. Thanks, Tandazani.
Yes.
Please do stay on the line. Tina mkoma Donald, variku South Africa, mkoma Donald, variku ti vakaenda kumtambo iwoyo. Mkoma Donald, zvaka mira sei?
Mkoma Blessing, takaenda, takasimuka no wandu.
Mm-hmm.
Ndano tigira vakomana kuhewa wa fokeni.
Mm-hmm.
Ende maZimbabwe akaratidza kuti takabatana panyaya dzebhora tinofarira mutambo wedu tichigira vakomana kuti tine confidence navo vakomana ende havana kutinyadzisa takainda tikafara tikavakudza vakaitawo zvavakaita zvakafadza chaizvo
manga muri vagadha
takainda takawanda maZimbabwe ndorangaraka side rekumaviri yakuerwa wafogeni ndorangaraka kune vasupporters vakawanda tisu kusaidire kuzambia vari vashoma
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
Vakanga vari kujoya vakabva kuJoburg vakauya vakabva kuPretoria vamwe vanosupporta mutambo wose vakauya zvakafadza mukoma blessing. Here ndoku atiri sakato mobilize akomana kuti aiwa hande itotigira akomana apa final.
Aiwa makaita
zvo. Asi mukomana anzani ndikawapiwa akatamba bhora.
Arogora bhora. Mhm.
Mukomana vana nokuti hongu vakatamba but mukomana anonzi talent chawapiwa ndaifanga kuti amene of the tournament.
Mhm.
Mukomana iye unotamba bhora zvekuti handifungi kuti uchadzokera kumuchato kwaatotengwa handifungi kuti uchadzokera akadii.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald regai tipindire vamwe muchirongwa.
Alright mukoma.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs.
That's Donald is our.
Mhm.
Very, one of number one like Jagat.
Indeed.
Yeah. So mnunza nage uspasa chuma lape kumkani. Baba chuma kunjani. Spasa chuma kunjani kumkani kuna hapo.
Hello.
Yeah, kunjani mtomtala.
Kona njandani.
Siya pei la chuma. Kuchutu upone njani. Mdala wama uri as low.
Hai, mdala wama uri as low. Wamine tibi. I was a fan of the coach. I was a president of the United States. but we have to design the partner. Let's choose which one we have to go to. In the most important, we have to have the politics.
So, okay, I was also happy. Can I have a fan? I'm going to have a airport. Chuma is saying go areas go, but he's skeptical of going to Harare International Airport. He's saying it seems as if people might start it's locaneering there, so he doesn't like politics and soccer. He says soccer is soccer and politics that other side. So he says what Chiongo is saying is not good enough.
Let's go to Tandazani. And Tandazani, we can confirm that I think there are a number of us South African Premier League sides that want to sign quite a number of players from Zimbabwe. How significant is this?
That one I can understand, but on my side, I don't like it. Yeah, you know, when they are signing these players, which means the league in Zimbabwe is going down. Yeah, you know, during yesteryears, we used to go and have a lot of good players in Zimbabwe who were playing their trade in local. Yeah, I know things are very hard. I think, like in South Africa, you see Premier Soccer League, they're giving caps every month. I think it's about 1 million rands. Each team is getting on the league is getting 1 million every month. I think even Zifa they must try to help caps so that they can pay the boys. Yeah, because I think the money is the one which is pushing these boys to come to look for greener pastures. Everybody is looking for greener pastures. But if they can get something at home, I think it was going to be better. The league was going to be more interesting. Yeah, because now if a boy plays nicely at home just for one season, he's going to South Africa after that is finished. You won't see him anymore. Sometimes you just find him at the pokey stores at Luveve, Pumula, Mbare, that side, drinking beer while you think he might be still playing in South Africa. I think if Zifa or Premier League, they must look to this thing and try to chip in to help the clubs. Because there are some clubs, so the economy is very, very low. It's not doing well. So even our footballers, they are suffering a lot. But Zifa and PSL must sit down together and look for the sponsors or whatever, or they can try to generate money on the other way around to help the clubs. Yeah, because for clubs to sustain themselves, because they are paying a lot of money, there is this stadium renting, the police, the sports levy, this and that. It's too much for the clubs, so they must be helped by the mother pot.
Thank you so much.
So that's the league, because if I now the league is no longer entertaining. You go to the some games in Zimbabwe, find there will be 50 supporters. The whole stadium will be empty. I think there are only 4 to 5 crowd pullers in this. Islanders, Dynamos, Caps United. I think those are 3 big teams which are being supported in Zimbabwe. Otherwise, the rest is from hand to mouth.
Tony, what is your take on that? Is it good for players to go to South Africa?
Basically, there's nothing that they can do. The local league is not well sponsored. The economy is a little bit depressed. The clubs are not able to pay the players the money that the players really deserve, and there's little investment in football. There's little investment in sport as a whole in Zimbabwe. You realize that
the winning bonus for a player maybe can be about $150 or $200. Mm-hmm. But yet in South Africa, that player is getting a minimum monthly salary of about 25,000 to 30,000 rand. So really, when these other teams, they come knocking, they say, hey, you come this side, we are going to give you a 5-year contract. Fine. The player has got no choice. He has got a family, he has got kids, maybe he's got a wife, he's got a mother, he's got a father, he's got other people that he's looking after. So definitely they'll have to move. But on the other side, we have seen that most of these other players that are signed can say hurriedly. Mm-hmm. You realize that most of them, they don't last in the South African Premier League. I can give you about 5 players that were in the starting 11 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
First, George Kova was signed by SuperSport. Mm-hmm. He didn't last. Liberty Akoroma went to Free State Stars. He didn't last.
Mm-hmm.
Oviti Karuru went to Kaizer Chiefs. He didn't last. Michel Katsuairo went to Kaizer Chiefs. He didn't last.
Mm-hmm.
Noxin Chiusa was signed by Bidvest. He didn't last. He was loaned to Golden Arrows.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Hello, Tony?
So at the end of the day, fine. It's all about the money. But is it developing the players? Is it developing the talent? Is it strengthening the national team? Because at the end of the day, these are the same players that we are looking forward to having in the national team, in the senior national team, when we play in the Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers and the World Cup qualifiers. So it's a really dicey situation when it comes to making choices between staying at home and moving to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, can I chip in there?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
To what you were saying, can you see Tenda Indoro?
Mm-hmm.
Tenda Indoro was playing for Mpumalanga play cases in the, I can say it's rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
But he was signed by Orlando Pirates. Now, when he came to Joburg, he saw the street lights in Joburg and the flats, this and that. Now he's no longer a star.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things which are, I think they're killing our players.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think whether I can say they can be put to school to manage their monies or whatever, I don't know what I can say. Because it seems it's becoming difficult for them to adjust to life here in Joburg than in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, that's very true. I think it was also happening here. If you look at the National Basketball Association, NBA League, I think there were such problems that players were getting millions and millions of dollars after they retire. They did nothing. So some have introduced accounting courses, management courses, so that they can actually manage their resources. So I think that's something that needs to be introduced in Zimbabwe, you know, at least to ensure that even after retiring or if they are injured, the players have something. Otherwise, there'll be poppers and drinking, like what Ndazani is saying.
Bogus toast.
Makokova,
yeah, but. Drinking at the Makokova, busy.
Yeah.
Not that they won't be drinking beer, they'll be drinking shakshak.
Yeah. Gibbs.
Yeah, okay. Let me read one or two messages. We've got Martin Siware who says, please, you guys, don't forget to call that fake prophet. Who say who gave us fake results on Friday? I think we have to look for that guy. Eh?
Yes, he said we should call him actually.
Yeah, so I've been looking for his number. I can't find it. So then we've got to Winnie, who says we're happy about what these guys did.
Mm-hmm.
So congrats to you. Then Max Manyika says congratulations to our Warriors. Ishmael W. Saidi says, oh wow, this is very great for our team. Then Smiler Chris, who says, being champions is not about youth or seniors. We're in the record books. The guy is defending there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then he says, poor player management. That's the only problem. So let me go back to you, Tony. When we look at money, now money becomes a problem at times in Zimbabwe. Let me say money is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at the payment for the Warriors, are they going to get bond notes or dollars? What's going to happen?
You can cut it. What is going to happen?
I am not sure because the prize money is probably going to be deposited in the South African rand.
Mm-hmm.
So it is going to be the US dollars that are going to be deposited into the ZIFA account as well. But will they manage to get will the players manage to get the US dollars at the end of the day, or they will just get the bond notes just like everybody else, or they'll end up sleeping in queue.
So now, when we look at
what's going to happen.
Yeah. So when we look at the 500,000 rands, that is the prize money for the Warriors. How good is that kind of money? You know, when you look at the number of players that are in, we're talking about 18 or 23 players, right? And about three coaches. So what happens to the money?
Yeah, the money is leaking. What should happen in such tournament is that that prize money, really, it should be a percentage that goes to the players. But mm-hmm. then at the same time, ZIFA must come up with their own structure, with their own sponsors, who are going to say, guys, you go to this tournament, you bring the trophy home, and we are going to give you this match. And that match is not supposed to come from the prize money. It's actually supposed to come from ZIFA itself and its own sponsors. Not to say, guys, if you are going to bring 5,000 or 6,000 US dollars, we are going to share 3,000 or 4,000, and the rest is going to go to the association. No, that money is supposed to be sourced by ZIFA from other sponsors and maybe from the Minister of Sports and other the corporate sector, especially the mining sector in Zimbabwe, that is maybe doing a little bit better now. But really, to say the players must get the money from the prize money that they got in South Africa, I think really is unrealistic. I don't think it works out really well. Because if you divide about 5,000 by the number of players and officials that were there and the other board members that also accompanied the team, I don't know how much each player is going to get and how much each official is going to get from there.
Uh-huh. So we've got another message from Chris, who is saying, you know, the problem that we have is that most of the players are actually frustrated and they're not sure about their future when they're playing in our local leagues. So the local league is almost dead. So Mbwekwe Mcinika, Andrew Zwela Lapa, Bako na Makuluma Vesiti, the local league, ungani, kaima ahuhle. So ngakunjalo, ama players amanengi. Kwazani sibili, ala kujabula. Njalo kala iqiniso lokuthi impilo yabo iyangapi akungene khona pomnumzana
ya baqinisile kodwa yonke into leyikhozwa i-economy elise i-economy yenza ukuthi kube le-uncertainty to every report njalo i-economy la ikhozwa i-politics they go hand in hand ngalokuthi ayi lizwe li-balanced i-economy elizwe ikahle vele ngawo la player take for instance countries like ilithana ikwini lokhu i-Egypt.
Yebo, kunjani?
Mbona ama-players amaningi e-Egypt, they are just badlala local. Lase-Libya, Algeria, badlala local. Awusozuzothola i-player Algeria edlala e-Europe, they are one or two or three, not more than that. But kodwa ungakhala kwethu eZimbabwe, hhayi. Uyakwazi ungaze udlale kwesikhathi lokhu hamba ngikhaya uyambungalani chivin isent. Umama ugogo ukhulu ekhaya le bafuna imali yokuthenga uchukela phe uthi abazamnato ukuthi kodwa wena utusemsebenzini nezinye izinto ezenza ama-players engaphefomi kahle bane-stress labo njengathi sinje wonke umuntu le-stress ezimapha kodwa ke-league ekhaya is not that much interesting like before.
Aha.
Ayisela interest sibi ibhola liyadlalwa ngikhona kobulawa kwesikhathi kuye ngikhohlwa ukuthi anje kule game namhla yisonto nzezwa ngabantu ukuthi amama sebebangumsindo.
Aha. Ye bamba khonapho-ke Mcinikazi tinemndeleli banaba anonzi Simba ari kusouth Africa. Simba wakadi
nani makadi kweni
ah ndipo wangu uri sei nemtambo
mtambo wangu wakanaka neti nje let's say about the situation in which we are going to be affected by players are right.
So, Kana usiti kana uchiti ma players are right urureve chiyo baba.
Ndine good talent taisa yapana na talent chawapiwa wewe good talent yatinayo atina jete kukuaisa iye South Africa vanongouya vourayiwa kukereya yavo nezvinhu zvisina basa zibeta izvozvo zvambochinja umwe kwokuinda bheta kuindaona na Tanzania uko zviri nani they will have good game time yekuti anoimprova play yake
ungati kudii na coach coach wa Zimbabwe Warriors Sunday Chitsambo.
Bora ra Sunday riri right yanga asina chete tongoti time yekugadzirira zvimbe yanga asina but Sunday ane light yakanaka pa bora.
Za unofunga kuti angaita coach chaizvo we ma Warriors kuchani neku Afcon.
Zvande right. Kuti hai vamwe vari right zvavo but Sunday ndiye best.
Aha. Hai tinotenda zvikuru kwazvo ba Simba.
Simba.
Yebo.
Yeah, thank you. Bye bye. So that was Simba in South Africa. I was saying that Sunday Chizambo is one of the best coaches. So he thinks maybe he can even coach in the AFCON and the other tournament. Do you think so, Tony? What should Sunday do, you know? Can he just jump into the ship and actually coach the other two squads? Is it possible?
Mina definitely I would actually prefer him to be coach of all ama national teams. You know, the Ecosafa and also the Chan squad and also the Africa Cup of Nations. Because honestly, Uzande udlala umbhejo. Nxa ufuna ukuwina bakuzande. Laba abanye abafuna ukudlala ibhora beautiful, ambona ukuthi bazofikisa anywhere.
So we have a chai hlabahlaba sivilokana ukuthi ungazani kusezikweni
eh vele uSunday yena he wants a win. If you look at some of the interviews that he had during the Cosafa tournament, he said, I came here, I have a target and we are going to achieve that target and that's the end of the tournament. You went there, you won the tournament sekqedile yokudlala umbhejo lokho.
So ufisa ukuthi ngahlala kunjalo?
Hayi vele hayi fine. Umapeza lo Ramani ba right, yes fine, but labana ngabe long term because they want to do tactics, they want to do that. But uSande ngulwana othi right madoda, ibhora kalipele nge 90 minutes kati 3 points Sande kaya.
What are your thoughts on that, Mqinikaya?
Yeah, I think he's all right because after Sunday is a seasoned coach. Yeah, but my main worry is Zifa. I think for the time they must have a planning, especially on school development, soccer and so forth. They start from the ground, from the grassroots level. Yeah, because I think our structures, especially grassroots, don't have juniors. It's rare to find boys playing football being coached by a qualified coach. So I think Zifa must go back to the schools, even the clubs, these senior clubs, they must have juniors. All schools must have a team of soccer, whereby they compete playing for the cup, whether they call it Joshua Mkapu, Nkomo Cup, or Zimbabwe Cup, whatever, every team. And then we will find that out how football will develop from there.
Certainly, I think that's the way to go. And now, sorry guys, we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Tandazani Mqinikaya, who is a soccer commentator, and Wellington Tony, a soccer analyst based in Bulawayo. Thanks also to our listeners and viewers who actually joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. But before I go, remember to always tune in whenever we're doing some of these programs. So remember that we are on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. That is Facebook pages. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe. And I wish to say Blessing Zulu is actually gone somewhere, so don't worry.